This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, and everybody, and I mean everybody and anybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for all you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And starting out hour number one in the weekend edition, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, some big news coming out of the Middle East tonight. Well, actually not Middle East, Southeast Asia. The Al-Qaeda leader, the number two man under Osama bin Laden, who took over after he died, Anwar Ayman al-Zawahiri, has died of natural causes due to a breathing condition that he was suffering from in Afghanistan, as reported by Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's right, Captain. Typically, Al-Qaeda historically has not reported the death of any leaders for some time after it usually happens. But before we've heard reports of Ayman al-Zawahiri dying, but only he would emerge later on. But this one seems to really be the case, as far as we can tell. And you're right, he took over for Osama bin Laden back in 2011, and of course was heavily involved in the 9/11 attacks as well. And so what we're seeing tonight, and one of the reports is that they are saying he had asthma that wasn't properly treated, or he didn't have proper medical care, according to the report. So we're going to see if this is if this sticks, but it sounds like he really has expired this time.
And unfortunately, in I believe it's pronounced Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, there was a mall shooting last night where at least 8 people were wounded. The shooter is still at large.
That's exactly right, Captain. Wauwatosa is in Wisconsin. It's just west of Milwaukee. It's a city of about 46,000 people. This particular mall was the site of a shooting in February where a black 17-year-old boy was shot. He was named Alvin Cole. So that had been the site of some demonstrations over the last few months. This particular act, Captain, the person is being described as a white male in his 20s and 30s. He appeared to have left the mall by the time the police got there. And, of course, as you said, I believe it's 8 people have been wounded Nobody has been killed, we understand, so that's the good news. But the shooter is still at large, and, of course, they're looking for him right now.
And then categorize this final story before we get into what we're going to be talking about under the strange but true category. Maryland Governor Hogan, who happens to be a Republican governor, approved nearly $10 million in taxpayer funds for defective COVID-19 tests. Now, first of all, why were they defective, Kyle?
Well, they gave false positive results, basically.
Right. And where did these tests come from?
Well, they came directly from China, we understand.
What were they thinking?
No kidding.
What were they thinking? We've heard all kinds of reports about these things coming from China being false or fake or something to that effect, correct?
That's right.
And then they want to sell us a vaccine, too, or they wanted to sell somebody a vaccine, let's put it that way.
Well, one other thing I saw earlier today, too, Captain, they're funding some sort of study looking at, I guess, trying to show that the virus actually originated in Italy instead of Wuhan. So good luck with that one.
Yeah, that's just not true, and we know it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, again, I think it's part of a rehabilitation public relations-wise, obviously, perhaps even anticipating a possible Biden presidency.
All right, and we're getting a message here from Terry. He made this the other night, and I didn't get back to him about it because I wanted to do a little checking. There's a story out there that says that the United States military went into some place in Germany and got the servers for this Smartmatic group. That just isn't true. That just did not happen. We did not have our military go into anywhere to get anything for anybody. There were military exercises going on in the area near where the Smartmatic headquarters was at, but they'd had no interaction at all with the people over at Smartmatic. So he's talking about, well, I hope they got the servers. I hope Trump's got the servers. Well, not to my knowledge.
Well, and of course, there's different things floating around there, quote unquote, on the internet, and we can't report them. We can't have any confidence in it until
no.
We can get it confirmed.
Gateway Pundit was one of the ones who put it out there, and that is the most unreliable, uncredible source that you can come up with, because what he does is he takes news stories, legitimate news stories, rewrites them, and makes them into an editorial piece or what we call a me news story. And it's not accurate. Hasn't been, won't be. He just is not a credible source. So the people that keep telling, send me that stuff, you might as well just throw it in the trash because that's where it needs to be. All right, coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get into all the election chatter.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Had a conversation with them this week. They were asking me how I was doing. I says, well, pretty good. I take the Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning when I climb out of bed, or whenever it is I climb out of bed, because sometimes it's afternoon time. And then, of course, at night before I start the radio show, because I have to sit for a long period of time, and that's when my leg starts to swell up and my ankle hurts. And this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. So I told them it's working, and they said that's good, and they told me that a lot of people have been taking advantage of the website they gave me to order the product, and that's even better. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, Relief Factor, that is. It helps the body's natural response to inflammation. I can attest to that. It also lowers or even eliminates pain associated with whatever it is you've got pain with, and it goes straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases discomfort that you've got. Also supports the healthy revitalization of your joints and muscles, too. So, to find out what I know, try the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs to get started, about $1 a day, the 3-week quick start. And you go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Yep, that's me, relieffactor.com/captain. They got a little tutorial there. You can watch and see the little short video that's there, and then go ahead and order the 3-week quick start and see if it'll do for you what it's done for tens of thousands of other people that have ordered off that website. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have got on the telephone line Mike from Clearwater, so I'm going to bring him on. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Professor? One of the main things that I encounter when I try to educate people on this election is they always tell me, well, the election was fair. because all of the officials said that there was no problems and that everything went smoothly.
That's only if you watch ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC,
right,
MSNBC.
But,
yep.
But the thing is, and this is kind of how you know whether someone's educated or not, I have to remind them. I said, you know, as much as I love our country, and I'm right up there with patriotism and all that stuff, our government does not have a good track record when it comes to telling the truth about things. You know, you look back in Vietnam, they swore, you know, we don't spray chemical agents or we don't do tests on our own soldiers. Well, somebody dug up the Pentagon Papers and found out that that was absolutely false. You know, you fast forward to the Bush administration. We don't listen to people's phone calls. As a matter of fact, it's illegal for us to do it without a court order. Well, guess what? Edward Snowden showed us that, well, they were listening to us all along with no court. So if somebody goes up there and says, oh, yeah, the election in my state ran very well, there was no problems, do you really think that he's going to say, oh, yeah, there was rampant fraud? I mean, if you were the head of the elections in any given state and you knew that there was fraud going on, are you really going to admit to it? I don't think so. So I think that people need to wake up and look at this for what it is. The statistics show that it's not right. Common sense shows that it's not right, because anybody who, unless if they're a total and complete fool and want everything to rain down on them like they've never seen before, nobody's going to admit that there was fraud, even if there was fraud. So I just want to see what the professor thinks and what you have to say about that.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Well, Kyle, first of all we need is proof, concrete evidence, proof, and we're okay. Do we have it?
Not yet. Not yet. We know about the general overview of what is being said is going to be presented in court, but obviously we have to see what is presented in court in order to have 100% an idea of the merits.
And keep in mind one other thing, folks. A lot of these courts in these states, these blue states where the president's going into challenge, the campaign's going into challenge, the judges that are on those courts are Democrat appointees, correct, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
You think it's going to be easy to get something by those people?
No, it's not. That's why I think for this to play out, and again, we want to see this play out.
Yep.
For this to play out, this is a marathon. It's not an overnight thing. It is. I mean, it's a marathon within the time frame allotted here, but it's one step at a time. And obviously the end game is going to be the most important. And I appreciate what Mike is talking about, Captain, because what I call now the truth over facts media just wants to go with whatever the quote-unquote truth is coming from the officials, as Mike is talking about. And they're not delving into this. It's a real travesty, because I thought the journalists were supposed to try to ferret out the truth, but they have now become the truth over facts media.
Well, they quit teaching journalism, I think, about 15 or 20 years ago, and they just started putting out people with degrees in their hand but weren't necessarily journalists, because they don't really report the news. They take the news, and again, I just got done talking about this with that other individual, that other website. They take the news, and they rewrite the story to solve a political point, political agenda, or their own opinion of what they think is going on, and that's what they do.
Well, right, and now watch with Joe Biden, for example. They're not even, I mean, they will be doing that, but they'll also be just stenographers. Okay, what do you want us to tell them, President Joe? Okay, well, we'll tell them that then. And watch, it will be very, very blatant.
Yeah, and I've got Tom Fitton here. Let me see if I'm in the right area of the clip here. I may be in the middle or at the beginning. Let's see.
Kind of insane period of time here in our nation's history, as the election of the President of the United States remains under significant dispute as a result of challenges by President Trump to what looks to me to be awfully corrupt processes in ascertaining the winners of the election in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Nevada and Arizona and the rest. And I'll talk about that. Plus, we have a new big lawsuit, and I'll talk about big tech censorship as well that is targeted yours truly. So I'll get to that. But first up, obviously, is the continued dispute about the outcome of the November election. It's now, it's almost 2-3 weeks after the election, and we still don't have a confirmed winner either as a result of state certifications, or that will happen over the next few days, assuming there's no legal fights that delay that, or political fights. And then, of course, it goes to the Electoral College in December, which could be lead to some additional issues. And then on top of that, you have Congress handle this in January. Now, I'll get all into that. But first up, though, is the status of the legal disputes being raised and the other issues being raised by the president, by President Trump's campaign legal team, which is now led by Rudy Giuliani. Joining Rudy Giuliani is Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, who has been helping the president for about a year plus now, and Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tenzing, who you may know as well, top hard-charging lawyers. Joe is a former U.S. attorney, Victoria, a former top official in the Justice Department. So there are claims pending in Philadelphia, a new lawsuit in Nevada. And what are the big issues that are remaining in my view that need to be that there should be no question about in terms of what happened and in my view what the relief should be? I guess there'll be a question about what the relief will be, but there's no question that there is a dispute, a credible dispute about what happened in Pennsylvania in the delay and the counting of ballots after Election Day. And what's being alleged in litigation and what's being alleged, generally speaking, by the president's team is that state law required them to be able to observe the counting of the ballots. And even though they were technically let in some instances, they weren't let in and able to observe in any credible way in the sense that it was a giant.
I'm going to stop that right there, Kyle. But the fact of the matter is, that's Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. They're right up to them in the middle of all this stuff, and they're going to be, and his lawyers, I trust him more than anybody else that's out there talking, with the exception of Sidney Powell.
Well, right. And, you know, I might even point out as well, Captain, that Sidney Powell, as she represented Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, that took a while, and there was so much pushback. Oh, she's got nothing. Oh, you know, all this stuff. But yet she was, in the end, able to prevail. So when she says she wants to get something done, I believe that that's where she's headed.
Yeah. And hold that thought. And, folks, we're coming right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. It's going to be a very busy weekend when it comes to all these court cases. Now, again, nothing has been certified yet. Recounts have been made. Numbers have been announced. But as far as certification, no, nothing yet has been officially certified. Think about that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing their search for a suspect who opened fire at a Wisconsin mall on Police are continuing their search for a suspect who opened fire at a Wisconsin mall on Friday. Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber saying they responded to Mayfair Mall Friday afternoon, but the shooter had already left the scene.
7 injured adults and 1 injured teenager were transported to the hospital by Wauwatosa Fire Department. The extent of their injuries is unknown at this time.
Police still working to identify the gunman who witnesses describe as a man in his 20s or 30s. Pfizer has submitted their coronavirus vaccine to the FDA for emergency approval. An advisory committee will meet on December 10th to evaluate the drug, and it will take several days to come to a final decision. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Larry Oak, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Appreciate him doing that. Saw him, a month or so ago. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to their website 24/7, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, and get a price comparison insurance quote on the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe you got a motorcycle, or heck, maybe you got an RV or an ATV or a boat, you're getting around somehow, but you can get an insurance quote from them. And if you happen to own a home and have homeowner's insurance, you can get a quote there. Or if you're a renter, you can get a quote there for your renter's insurance and bundle it together and get a tremendous discounted price. Now, Geico is a company I've been with for going on just a little bit more than 15 years right now. They've been very good to me, never had a problem of any kind whatsoever, been very professional, anything I've ever had to do with them, and I recommend them because of my past experiences. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. com. Go to the website, get yourself a price quote, comparison, see what they can do, and all you got to save is money, right? Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, getting back to Tom Fitton, I wanted to play a part of this where he comes out and he says what he does about what this case is, the cases that they're putting together in the different states. And this is where he says it. I got about another minute of this, so we'll listen to this.
Room. They were kept away from a lot of the counting, couldn't see it visibly enough, and therefore the requirement to observe the ballot being counted was turned into a big fat joke by Pennsylvania officials. And so the allegation is because those ballots were counted illegally and improperly, they can't be fairly attributed as part of the total votes in Pennsylvania. And that would essentially turn the election in Pennsylvania, at least, back to President Trump. I think similar allegations have been raised in Michigan and other places, but that's the big fight in Pennsylvania. Now, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania Supreme Court of Pennsylvania is terribly partisan. And they said, well, you know, they got in and, you know, they could observe. And that's a big argument. I don't think they're going to fight. I don't think that issue is going to be necessarily disposed of as easily by the federal courts. If this issue, I think, is raised, as I think it should be, by President Trump and his team. But this is not over in that regard. And this is why the Pennsylvania State Legislature has got to look very carefully whether they will willingly certify a process that essentially has called into question the counting of 600,000 votes. I think it's 682,000. I'm kind of going on memory there. And so if that's the case, the state legislature can certify election results that don't include the suspect ballots or the suspect ballot counts, which is the issue here. They don't need to show fraud. That they need to show is that the superstructure of the counting process was unreliable and can't be trusted. And so now it's up to the Pennsylvania state legislature, in my view, to decide whether or not they want to bless this mess, as I've been calling it, whether they want to certify results that are really can't be certified in any credible way, or whether they're just going to go along to get along and move on.
Now, that's Tom Fitton, and that's what I wanted to get out there, Kyle, because he did mention that it also applies to Michigan and a couple of other states, and it does.
Well, that's exactly right, and I appreciate what he's saying because, again, if we move forward here, if these legislatures move forward, knowing that there is so much, there's such a cloud over this, it's just not going to be, it's not going to be good. But something else I'd like to point out, Captain, you know, you've said this, I've said this, you know, we want to know the truth of what happened in this election. And that people will accept the results if it's a fair result, this kind of thing. And of course we want to know. We want to know if there was fraud. But guess where the silence is? It's coming from the Democrat side of the Democrat Party elite. They are completely silent. They're not saying, hey, was there fraud? Let's find out if there was, because if there was, we want to know the right answer. They could care less about the right answer. They're just moving forward. Again, with this sort of this media story somehow that's all over. But you know what? The American voters watching and they're taking notes on this, Captain.
Well, of course. And we know that. And we've been saying it for God knows how long. But the question is, we're running out of time. And again, what needs to be done here is there has to be credible evidence produced to a court of law. Not he said, she said, not well, I think, not well, maybe, not probably. It's got to be credible evidence. Now, we did hear yesterday that Sidney Powell said that she might release some of the evidence over the weekend for the people to see around the country. Might. Don't know if that's going to happen or not. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, right. And, of course, a lot of this is based on the affidavits that people have filled out. Rudy Giuliani was saying, look, you know, we can release the names, but these people, they really will be completely harassed. They'll be harangued within an inch of their life, basically, because you got people who are literally playing for all the marbles here. But they will come out, one would think, presumably in court. But obviously, and I think you're exactly right, Captain, there has to be real credible slam dunk evidence on this. It can't simply be a statistical analysis, for example, because that's just not going to cut it, I think. It has to be a real live smoking gun. They have to have the smoking gun in somebody's hand smoking. That's just exactly what it has to be.
By the way, Joe Biden turned 78, I think, today. And he'll be the oldest, if he becomes the president, he'll be the oldest incoming president ever.
That's right. That's exactly right. At one time, it was Ronald Reagan, I think.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and at the time he was sworn in, I think he had become the oldest person to become to be sworn in. But if I recall correctly, but yeah, so you know, it's another milestone in that sense. But again, this is all still up in the air because what was presented at the press conference was, it's like when you go to a hearing to see, is there enough evidence to bind this over for trial? I think that hurdle was completely cleared at the press conference.
Yeah. And, the other thing is this COVID vaccine. We know that Pfizer filed a COVID-19 vaccine application to U.S. FDA and got it approved for usage. We also know that Moderna is involved in this. Didn't hear the status of theirs, but maybe they also got theirs approved because they were both going to do it on the same day. But I do know about Pfizer because I've got the story in front of me. It says pharmaceutical company Pfizer applied to the U.S. health regulators on Friday for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccination, the first such application and a major step towards providing protection against the new coronavirus. Now, the data is solid. We're going to be literally weeks away, maybe a couple of weeks, from the authorization of a 95% effective vaccine. So says the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar. This is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. Captain, I'll even say it's even miraculous in this instance, because it would have taken years and years and years. Under the old system to try to get this done. President Trump literally moved heaven and earth. He cleared the way, plowed the road, so that this could happen, and for the good of all the people, and he wasn't playing politics with it. He was able, because again, he comes from the world of, we got a problem, we got to fix it, we got to get things done. He doesn't understand the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's and the others that just continue to create chaos politically because it just serves their purpose.
Perfume power snakes?
No kidding. No kidding. And again, this is one of the reasons why they have worked tirelessly to try to unseat him from the presidency literally since day one, and even before day one, as we know now. What President Trump has shown is that in many ways, like going to the moon, if we got to rev up and get it done, we can do that as Americans. And that's the promise. And it's not reliance on government. It's not, this kind of thing. It literally is innovation. Following the science.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. All right, I hear the music, folks. Hang on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And for those of you in the Midwest, you want to pay attention. We got something that's developing there in the Midwest this weekend. And we'll see where it goes and what it does. But you could have some interesting weather between now and Monday morning, going from west to east to over there across the central part of the U.S. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia. By the way, I was trying to remember the radio station she was on other than the one with, Mr. Buddy Boy there. But anyway, she was on WNEW. She was the a newscaster over there, and that's how she kind of cut her teeth and wound up going in the news business after being a, Howard Stern, without being what she was doing there. All right, Howard Stern. Yep, you got it. All right, well, here we go. We are going to get up and get at it. Grab those gears, guys. We're going.
Diesel roar. He followed his daddy like his daddy before, growling out those mouth with a
already. That's the 18-wheeler song, and that's a bunch of truck drivers doing that. That was an amateur video, and that's how come it's doing a little skipping around there. But, oh, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring Kyle in here. That just gets you going. That gets you going because you want to get out on the road and get going with those guys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, jamming, gear jamming and all that. And just and he's absolutely right. It doesn't fall from the sky. It comes in on a truck.
Yeah, I know. Right, I know. Been there, done that.
Yep.
All righty. Well, you know, we got to talk about the weather here because that's what the Truckers Highway and Bible Report's all about, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Check them out. Find out how come they're the number one truck stop chain in the United States of America. And they are the Pilot Travel Center, the Flying J Truck Stops. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right. A storm will bring isolated heavy showers and thunderstorms across the central plains into the Midwest before strengthening while shifting northeast Sunday, where snow and ice is possible from the Great Lakes across the lee shore of the Great Lakes into the interior of New England. And on the leading edge of the storm, it's going to get messy. Now, dry and gusty conditions are bringing elevated fire weather concerns over the weekend to Southern California. But basically, we got a storm developing in the Midwest, folks, headed to the East Coast just in time for Monday. And right now, I'm looking at where that storm is kind of kicking in, northeastern Texas and going across Arkansas, and it's going to be coming up to the East Coast. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to start in the Pacific Northwest tonight in the Seattle-Tacoma area. They're going to be having some rain. Looks like that might be coming in about Sunday or so. That's going to be about the same for Portland. But heading out of Seattle on I-90, you've got freezing fog advisories. So if you travel on I-90, yeah, along near Ellisburg, and this will be west of the Moses Lake area and between there and Bellevue, Washington, Seattle, Washington, you've got a freezing fog advisory. You've also got a dense fog advisory. This is enveloping Portland, Oregon, we understand. This is as you truck down the 5 freeway, or you're going up the 5 freeway for that matter, Portland, Salem, Eugene, all the way down towards the California border there. We've also got an air stagnation advisory going on. Freeze warning along the Northern California coast. This is going to be in the Eureka area, McKinleyville, as you come down Highway 101, so be careful there. As you mentioned, Captain, we might have a little bit of warmer temperatures in Southern California. It looks like maybe 70s. Maybe mid-70s or so, but we'll keep a watch on the fire weather watch. That's kind of what's going on out west right now. We do have some cold temperatures, of course, still up in for our friends in Great Falls, Montana. Looks like they're going to look pretty clear here for the next few days or so. But, again, we're looking offshore. We still see another system getting ready to come in. And right now, if you're traveling along the I-15 freeway in Southern California heading towards Vegas, going through Cajon Pass, it's 52 degrees and about 4 miles an hour of wind.
Well, the problem we're going to have tonight right off the bat is going to be coming out of Texas on I-30 and coming out of Dallas and going across I-20 all the way across to Monroe, Louisiana. You're going to have patchy, dense fog down below on I-20. I-30 is a different story. You are going to have heavy, dense fog up I-30 going all the way up towards Little Rock, and it's not going to get much better. And there'll be a lot of patchy fog in the south tonight because of the fact that we've got this storm system that's developing, and it's going to be moving towards the east coast over the weekend and just get a little worse, a little worse, a little worse. But right now, all the way up to Little Rock on I-30, you've got a dense fog advisory and patchy fog down below it on I-20. Looking pretty good down below on I-10, with a couple of exceptions down around New Orleans. But over in the East Coast, going over further into Florida, we do have some fog tonight to report up around Jacksonville, some patchy fog in there. And then going up the East Coast, we still have some gale issues off New England, off from, from Connecticut to Rhode Island to Massachusetts, on up towards Maine. The winds are still whipping up out there in the ocean, creating a big stir with the waves and whatnot there. But keep your eyes on the skies.
this weekend, pay attention to the weather radio because this storm system is going to be developing as we're talking right now. Then it's going to move over into the northeast. There'll be not only some winter driving conditions in terms of snow, but freezing rain is going to be in this mess too. And I'm telling you that, and that freezing fog, there's another one. It sneaks up on you when you hit a bridge. And you're traveling light, heavy loads usually don't do that, but you're traveling light going over a bridge, all of a sudden your trailer starts to drift on you, you're going, uh-oh, what's this? And it's not an easy feeling when you get up there and, you gotta watch the throttle on those, overhead overpasses.
Wow, I can imagine. Yeah, what a feeling that must be, as you said, when the trailer starts to do its own thing.
Yeah, especially the guys that are running empty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, and we are brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, somebody said to me the other day, they said, what's it cost to join the Driver's Club? It doesn't cost you anything. You tell them you want to join the Driver's Club, and you fill out an application right there, or you do it online, whichever works for you. You become a member. They give you a card. You get points on your card. It's kind of like a fuel card, but it's not a fuel card. You get points on your card, and you use it for discounts when you want to purchase something, if you want to do it that way, or you use it in the Truckers Club, in the Truckers Club for Pilot and Flying J, and get yourself some nice stuff there going that away. Now, the other thing is the RV folks. Somebody asked me about the RVs. They have an RV club, and again, you can save money on your fuel, plus you can do the same thing the drivers are doing, but if you want to save a few pennies here, a few pennies there, that's another great way for you to do that, and I would strongly suggest it. And here comes the music in my ear, so remember, Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're coming back with hour number two and Kyle Warren too. We're going to get back into a new group that's going to be of concern for the squad, because the Freedom Force is coming. The Freedom Force is coming, led by one of our Florida congresswomen-elect down south to beat Donna Shalala. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.